Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Just today we just want to just sing and praise and give you thanks. Lord, thank you because you are already inhabiting the praises of your people. Thank you, Father. We are grateful. We are grateful. That's all we've come to do today. To give praise. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for utterance. Thank you for the few words that we want to receive this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. If our hearts are stirred, we are stirred again to remember things you've done, things we've forgotten. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Can you give your neighbor a rejoicing hug, a rejoicing high five? Just give a neighbor. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Can see lots of beautiful places, faces in the house. I'm so excited to see your faces. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know this is how the Lord has made the world to function. So many people had traveled out of the state to different places, and I can see that many people came in from different places. Amen. I see our brother, Mr. Felix. I'm sure he will be like, oh, Pastor Jason, don't do that. Not today. But I'm always excited to see you. Welcome back, sir. I'm looking for another new face that just traveled back. Now, not calling. Praise God. Amen. You know, we're having... Amen. Okay. Yeah, thank you for being in church. I'm happy to see all your beautiful faces. Someone that gave a child education is saying she's coming for them. Well, we're glad to have you all in church today. Welcome to church. Amen. Praise God. Please join me welcome my brother too, Pastor Simon. He's fellowshipping with us today, and I'm grateful to see you, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I wanted to say something, but let me not say it now. Glory to God. So, it's our Thanksgiving service. Amen. I'm particularly excited because the Lord has done us good. Amen. God has done us so good. You know, I just kept hearing, remember, because I know why God is saying remember. You know, there is that, I have a lot in my heart that I'm trusting the Lord to let me understand, let me see, let me know, all of that. And then in response, remember. And that's what I want to share is life of gratitude, or you can say heart of gratitude. Amen. So many times there are lots more. There are a lot that we want the Lord to show us. There are a lot we want to know in the Lord. There are a lot the Lord to open up to us. But you see, the Lord says to remember. And remember, right now, for us today, is to remember the things he has done. Remember the things he has promised. You know, the beautiful thing about the promises of God is that God he knows the end from the beginning. He's the beginning and the end. So his promises are like, you know, when you make a promise and you're already at the end of that promise. I'm trusting the Lord to give me words for that. So he promised, he has done. What he promised, he has done. So it's a done deal when the Lord has promised. When he says a word, when he gives you a word, he's faithful to bring his word to pass. So it's as good as done. Let me say it this way. Oh, there's that example we usually give, but let me give it this way. So if maybe last week you came to me, sir, Pastor, I needed 1,000. I gave you 1,000. And then you came on that day, you asked, just take. And that day, so now maybe come, you came like yesterday, and you asked, how much money do you want? I said, don't worry, tomorrow I'll give it to you. What will you do? How would you feel? If I say, don't worry, when you come tomorrow, I'll give it to you. How will you feel? What will it be in your heart? It's done, right? You've not seen them. But I want you to remember them and give thanks for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God is faithful. Amen? You can trust him. God can be trusted. Praise the Lord forevermore. Oh, glory to Jesus. God has done so much for us. Amen. I want to read them. Luke chapter 17. I'll just start from there. Or maybe let me start with a testimony. Just open Luke 17 verse 11. I believe it is. So this morning I was in the sitting room. My little boy was there, seated opposite me. Then Zoe, my little girl, was just there pointing at the television. Actually, I think I was one that initiated that because I was just doing some of these alpha block sounds. So I was just doing for her and all that. So, and then she started to point at the television. Why not just put the telly and put the thing there? Put it. I said, "Tell TV." He said, "Yes." I said, "Oh no, but there's no light." Thank you for light. Just said that. Father, thank you. Just said, thank you for light. And then he said, Jesus is working on our light. Something like that. After some time, he said that. And then he went outside. Do you know what I'm saying before the Lord? It's not up to 7 minutes. The light came. So, no, it's particularly now. You know how it is. Be like, God, bring this light. This is why I prayed. But I didn't even let my mind go there. That thing came. I said, I know God will answer you. So, but I said, Zane, God has answered. There is light. Like, see, that thing particularly blessed my heart that he said, let's pray for light. You know, these are things that we don't understand that God is doing. This is what God has done. And that's not the first time. He would say, let's pray for this. Mommy, did you have an injury? Yes. Let me pray for it. And we'll pray for it. The Lord started to remind me of little things that didn't seem like they mattered, but it truly is the life of every testimony. It should be the life of us as grateful people. Amen. Why I share that is, it's something to be like, oh, that's good. But you see, look through our TC4 children, our TC4 kids. Look through all of them. You'll find it. I'm trying to say there's 1,000,000,001 reasons to be grateful, to give thanks. Mommy, when they come to you, let's do a memory verse. It's a blessing. Glory to God. It's a blessing. I want you to think through your children. Think through the children around you and be grateful to God. See reasons to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Go on, please. That then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Go ahead. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. That is even a reason to give thanks. In their days, you are leprous, you can't come close. But we don't have, you can always come close. You made a what? Loud voice. You know, there's always that temptation of don't say it loud. Say it small. Don't shout it. But with a loud voice. The next verse. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Go ahead. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well, or has made you whole. Jesus was glad that somebody came back and with a loud voice testified, glorified him, gave thanks. Hallelujah. With a loud voice, did what? Gave thanks. Most of the truth, what to share, I started to see how that God has put systems and structures in place that actually birth those big things. That is, because they are functioning, you can expect the spectacular. For example, you're expecting a contract to maybe, I need this contract to, you know, to be signed, right? Say, tomorrow, I've been asked to come tomorrow for this contract to be signed. You know, what you would just be thinking is, as soon as it is morning, as soon as I wake up tomorrow and I'm there, this will be signed, right? But you don't stop to think, who guarantees tomorrow? So who told you that tomorrow will surely come? That you actually see tomorrow? That tomorrow will come? Who assured? Who gave you that assurance? But because the Lord had put systems in place, that, it just feels like it has to run. It has to flow. It has to happen. So if that contract now didn't get signed, that's something bad, right? That's something bad. But there are a lot of things that have happened in between by the time you went back home, lay down, and the time you opened your eyes to even come for the contract. Now, if it got signed, when you come to testify, your testimony is that you signed a contract. But I'm trying to bring to you, I mean, that's a big testimony, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that God expects that you begin to see his hand every day of your life, every step of the way. Don't select what seems to be big, and then this one seems to be normal. Amen? Everything that leads to the big thing is a testimony. Everything that leads to the big thing. I mean, you lay down and you slept. You just lay down and you slept. Have you seen people pay to sleep? They are begging God, Lord, the only thing. You know, if you couldn't sleep, that contract would not be what you're thinking about. Sleep would be the, that's the need. But you just lay down and you sleep. And then you trust that you are going to wake up when you open your eyes. You'll be alive. Amen. I'm saying to you that your hands are working are reasons to give thanks. Your smile is a reason to give thanks. You lay down on your bed. Some people are even sleeping in the church. Do you understand? You get? The Lord gives his beloved. Shaifia, seriously. Oh, I said I must check that one out. Potpourri of goodness of God. Oh, I say, true. That's how it is. The Lord is so good to us. Every part of your life, every part of your body is a reason for thanksgiving. See, your heart is beating. You don't even check it. You're not checking. Is it beating today? You're just taking in breath. Who told you that your lung is functioning? Do you understand? All of those systems are in place because somebody made it to be working. So, you know, it is when you now try to breathe in and then it's choking something. You're not like, What's happening? That's when you know that something has been happening that is a testimony which is a need for another person. Do you understand? So I'm saying that every day you wake up, just remember the goodness of God in your life. There are things that may not have worked out fine, but you are working. You can wave. You can pick up your phone and you put a call and talk to somebody. You can open your mouth and speak. These are reasons to just give the Lord thanks. They are testimonies. Amen. Praise God forevermore. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Amen. Bible says they are new every morning. Your thanksgiving to God is not on a Thanksgiving day. It is every day. Do you understand? We put out today to come as a church to give thanks. But I like that I've said it here, that we are people of praise. So I expect and I'm trusting the Lord that we are people who respond to situations and who live our life full of praise every day. Glory to God. You can wake up and dance your heart out because of what the Lord has done, because he has done you well. Glory to God. Think about how you started the year. Think about the things that has happened through the year. But you are seated here. There are people who started this year, they don't even know what will become of them. So many people. But the Lord has shown us so much mercy. Even as a church, we've had lots of thorns and, you know, ups and downs. But the Lord has kept us. I wanted to begin a call to mind God's goodness to you. I was thinking about David came to my mind, the life of David, how that, I think it's 2 Kings chapter, what was that? Let me see if I can find it. Chapter 6, 2 Kings chapter 6, how that the ark was being brought back. And the Bible says David was dancing. He was so happy, he was dancing. And he danced and danced and danced and danced, was dancing crazily. The Bible says he was showing flesh. Part of his body was coming out. And the wife was looking through the window when he got close and was like, what's going on? This can be. Amen. Verse 20 of that says, then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself, she felt, how can a royal king, my husband, dance like this? Amen? How can you be like this? But David remembered sin. He had things that he has always been in his mind. He said to him, said to her, rather. So David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house. It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father. So somebody said, that's the first place in the word they said, your father. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't say that. Somebody said it. It was before the Lord. He remembered. He said, he chose me to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. He says, therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. Listen to me. God is so big. He's so big. He's so big. He's so big. It is that when you think about the big, how mighty, how great God is, you can dobale. You can just lie down and roll before him and not care who is seated beside you. His might alone is worthy of praise. His goodness, he's God. He's been God. And he says, you are mine. It's something you will remember. You say, oh, that is, you pull your shoes and I'll start jumping up. And the Almighty God says, I am his. It's something to roll on the floor for. Glory to God. It's something to do what? Roll on the floor for. Remember what the Lord has done, where he brought you out from, the angry mopole you used to be. And now you have a meek heart. Before, when you are angry, everybody is walking on eggshells. Jesus, save us today. But you're no longer that same person. And you don't consider that a reason to give praise. You've not changed your phone for the whole year. You know how it used to be now. You have thrown it somewhere and it has scattered. But the Lord has helped you. The Lord has helped you. You've not slapped your staff this year. Because the Lord has helped you. He has walked on your heart. The Lord has walked on your heart. Remember. Remember. You know, just even looking at this Michal, wife of David, you know that peace of mind is all the reasons to give thanks. Hallelujah. So you just lie down on your bed and sleep, and you don't, you know, your husband is sleeping or your spouse is beside you, and you just sleep. And do you understand? Your husband is born again. Your wife is a believer. So you're not afraid. You hear all the terrible things going on in the world, and you have peace in your household. You're not sleeping with one eye. Is it not God's goodness? Is it not God's mercies? Scripture says that it is better to be living where at the rooftop than to, you know, stay in the same house with who? A nagging wife. That means you'll be losing weight. So it's better to go and live there. Well, now you're watching weight. You're watching weight. My brother Solomon just give me a salad. I don't want fufu. You're watching weight. Do you understand? You're like, this pot belly, let it go in. Because there is peace in your home. There is peace in your home. The Lord has garrisoned your household with peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not that everything is working well. It's not that everything you need, you have. But that there is the peace of the Lord. The shalom of the Lord is upon your household. I mean, that's a reason to give thanks. That's a reason to give thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, wherever you are, wherever you fit in, you know, God is so amazing. Somebody was saying that, somebody was painting a picture of how it is. Okay, somebody who is losing weight, right? Was on a weight loss journey. So she was happy how far she's come. And you could see the work that has been put into it. And then somebody is saying, this life no balance. I wish you can just give me some of those your fat, because my own life goal is to add weight. Amen. Is to add weight. Whatever or wherever you are, there is what you have that another person needs. Amen. But you see, God is the doer of every good thing. God is the one that does. I'm just trying to say that our needs are insatiable. That's where I'm getting that. Everybody, you're always needing something. But God is a good God in that He knows your needs. And He says, I am able to meet your need. I truly thought about that piece I mentioned now. And I can't think of... See, I think that everybody should just say, Lord, thank you for your peace. Just say to the Lord, thank you for peace. Thank you for peace. It's something you can't buy with money. You can't buy with anything. The fact that you have Jesus in your life has given you peace. And then around you, you experience peace. It's something to be full of gratitude to God for. I just wanted to remind us of these few things and let you know that, see, don't wait for the big things. Remember the big things. Also remember the tiny things. I'm still wanting to lose weight. Give thanks. I'm still wanting to add weight. Give thanks. I'm still wanting to grow taller. Give thanks. I'm still wanting a new shoe. Give thanks. You have food. I'm still wanting another pair of clothes. Give thanks. Hallelujah. I'm still wanting this. I'm still wanting that. Give thanks. You can actually want something. Did you hear what I said? You can actually want something. I'm saying you have the ability to want. You have the ability to know I need this thing. It's something to give thanks for. We cross the road every day. God has been good to us. God has been good to us. Amen. So David was a man who always remembered what the Lord has done. He said when he was going to face Goliath, he said, the Lord delivered me from what? The lion and the bear. He always looked back to what the Lord had done for him in the past. He never forgot. Read through the Psalms. He will remember how the Lord delivered him when he was in the cave of Adullam. How the Lord delivered him from his son when he was chasing him. How the Lord delivered him from his enemies. He will always recount. That's why I believe it when Pastor Poju will say that God says he misses David on earth. Even like we read last Sunday, even when his son died and it was obvious that it was God who struck the son, he still went into the house of the Lord and did what? Worshipped. Hallelujah. So give thanks. You've not gotten that job yet, my dear. Give thanks. You're still here, right? Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Is somebody remembering something? Are there the words the Lord has spoken to you that in the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year, at some point, that you get to see that you are remembering now? That you're remembering now. I remember when one of our children here fell there in TC4 and it was a pool of blood. When I heard about it, I could just imagine. And no, the mother did not go crazy. She would just be like, nothing broken, nothing missing. And we moved on. Are you not hearing what I'm saying? Nothing broken, nothing missing. And we moved on. And truly, nothing broken, nothing missing. Throughout the year, our children have been going to school. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So many travels in and outside the country. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. The Lord has enlarged us. Obviously, if you were here last year, you know that this is not how it was last year. Amen. And it was very spectacular because Lord said, I said something, I'm doing something. So in case you people don't want to believe, I had to move the walls. You didn't hear what I said? You don't want to believe what He's doing in your life. The walls you are seated in is evidence, has moved to show you that you are moving. Moving. The Lord is enlarging you. He has enlarged you. Yes. And He's enlarging you. God said a few things to me this week that about next year. And I was sharing it with my husband. And it felt unbelievable. It feels unbelievable. But like I said to you, His promises when He says something is that me, I'm the doer. And I am faithful to do. The Lord said 2025 is our year of fruitfulness. Can I get a witness, testimony of people who experience fruitfulness in their lives? Fruitfulness in their lives, in their walk with God, in their bodies. I testify. A few months ago, we had a children dedication, two parents dedicated on the same day. And it will be happening again today. Mind-blowing miracles the Lord has done for us. Amen. Mesmerize us with children. Had a school started this year. We had several things. People relocate to different countries. Amen. Glory to God. God is good to us. He's so good to us. I want you to count. I want you to count them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Says is before is I'm dancing before the Lord who chose me. The Lord chose you. Would you dance before the Lord who chose you? There are things in your mind, you know, that you may not be able to really share, but you can express yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, you've been good to me. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Today I'm celebrating life, the life of every one of you in TCC. I'm thanking the Lord for the fullness of life. I'm thanking the Lord for the fullness of health. I'm thanking the Lord for growing us in capacity. I don't have to do things alone because the Lord has strengthened our arms. The Lord has built many of us to do stuff for many of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In TCC this year, many people were taken in, employed basically by people in the church. Don't you understand? So no, we're not all looking for, we have employers of labor. The Lord is raising in TCC. And much more is he raising. Businesses that has taken off. Businesses that have been increased. Lives have been touched. Month in, month out, our evangelism units are on the road. They go to ICU, the hospitality hospital, in the hospital, ICU units. You get what I'm saying? Intensive care unit. Amen. And sometimes when they're not able to come, they're saying, where have you people been? Do you understand? Where have you people been? That's impact. That's life being touched. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. I'm so grateful to God. And honestly, what I'm doing today is recount. And to tell you to do what? To count. Recount. Recount. We prayed for our pastor, Pastor Angel, that the Lord will uphold that today the Lord is faithful. The Lord is, has it been easy? No, but the Lord is faithful. He heard us. He answered. The Lord answered and is answering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to God. We hosted at our All Believers Prayer Convention. You know, that Friday, the day we started, if you are here, it was funny that day. It felt like, let's just leave Friday because it just came to church and be like, where will I start? So much work to do. And then 5 p.m. to start. So after 3, we are still going, go, on the roof. Do you understand? Do you know? And the Lord gave me peace. Me, I'm just like, even if it's open heaven, we'll do our All Believers Prayer Convention. I was so grateful to God. He did not tell me when he started the work. How dare me now begin to worry? Do you understand? I said, however he wants to do it, I chopped hands not. But then he covered the place. We used our sound. It was still a blissful. It was beautiful, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And no, it's not like we imported people from outside. The Lord raised men from this house. Raised men from this house. I could not be thinking about it. It was a few weeks ago. Somebody said, I think we should. And I don't know whether I said it's God. He said, let's. You know when he said, let's do something. And I said, okay, maybe when we now want to start. We now say, okay, let's start. Let's start one more letter. Me, I was just coming to church to do my prayers. My gate was as wide as the heaven's gate. I said, what's happening? I was just joking. It's truck money entering our church. It says, truck is coming. As I was just coming in, truck of sand was coming in. I'm saying the Lord did not say to you, he's about to start. He started. So me, the way you met it is why I met it. Don't you understand? I was just coming, truck of sand was coming into the church. Count. 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 On Wednesday last week, after we finished our carol, somebody said to me, Pastor Chisholm, just let me show you something. The Lord had given a car. And that's like the third or the fourth for the year. I mean, the Lord has been good to us. We've heard testimonies of people who forgot their gas, left pot on fire, and slept, came to church. The Lord not let any house to burn to the ground. He secured his lots. Count. Count. Remember. You walked in here, didn't you? Remember. God is good to us. I can't even remember it all. I can't remember it all. But see, try to remember. Sit down and begin to remember things. Intentionally try to remember them. Intentionally. Do you understand? So you can give the Lord thanks. Satan thrives in us forgetting. He thrives in forgetfulness. When you just forget and you are full of complaint as if the Lord has not done a single thing for you. You complain about A, complain about your president, complain about your governor, complain about tax, complain about fuel, complain about... No. Remember. Say to somebody, remember. Say to somebody, remember. Remember. The Lord chose you. Remember. Remember. Glory to God. So today I'm trusting the Lord that you can remember things that will enable you to dance like David. That you wouldn't care about all our beautiful regalia, which, by the way, I said is regalia. It's really looking gorgeous. But and more than that, your heart will fully be expressed to God. The impossible things that God did. Things that you thought you would not even get through. But the Lord helped you. Amen. The Lord helped you. He saved you from many, many, many things. Lord, I'm particularly grateful for my board of governors. I'm particularly grateful for them. You won't understand, but I'm grateful to God for this. Lord, I'm grateful for my board of governors. I said I'm counting. I hope you're not just looking at me. I hope you are remembering and you are counting. I'm counting so you can count. Do you understand? I want you to remember things. Remember things. Remember things. People will say to people the Lord has guarded me with, Pastor, don't worry. Don't worry. God will bury you. It's more thing. Do you understand? The Lord has helped us. And all over the church are littered men and brethren whose heart is for the Lord. See, I pride over it too. I say in TCC, I have the finest Christians. Amen. No. I'm not saying it for you to... No, I'm not saying this for anybody to feel good. That's the truth in my heart. I have people who love God, who love the Lord. So if you want to love the Lord, you have people who you can be looking at and be learning to love the Lord in TCC. I'm not saying it because I'm the pastor of the church. I'm being real with you. And it's the Lord building us. It's the Lord building his church. I'm not afraid to seek counsel from any of you. I'm not afraid to. Do you understand? It is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our sight. Amen. I can't imagine the increase we've experienced in this year is mind-blowing. Honestly, I bless God. So Jesus himself modeled Thanksgiving, modeled the life of Thanksgiving. You could see even when there was just 5 loaves, 2 fishes, what did he do? He gave thanks. So Jesus himself gave thanks. And even when it doesn't seem like it was enough, his response was Thanksgiving. So what do we come to do today? Give thanks. Even when it seems not enough, what are we doing? When it feels like, I expected that promotion, no, it didn't come. What do we do? Yeah. When you feel like, but I'm still having small pain in my leg. What do we do? At least it's small pain. It's there, but you are walking. Do you understand? You could move. We didn't carry you in. And even if we carried you in, we could carry you in. Do you understand? We could carry you in. See, recount. Remember. Remember. There are people who come and share testimonies with them. Like, you see? God has been good to us. God has been good to us. So Jesus modeled it and is our perfect example. So learn to do the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So honestly, I've been done with my message since, so I'm just trying to let you remember things to count. Praise the Lord. Today, I didn't come to, my speech. I came to just let us remember the things the Lord has done. How he has added to us, how he has increased us, how he has upheld us, how he has given us reasons to smile. And that you remember and give thanks truly. In your lifting of hands, in your singing, in your smiling, in your dancing, in your jumping, that we give him thanks. So just on the why it is important that we share things like this is because it is learned. You teach yourself to give thanks. David will say to his heavy heart, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Do you understand? You tell your heart, listen, we are giving thanks here. That's what we are doing. I'm not saying everything is perfect, but what we are doing is that we are giving thanks. Do you understand? I'm not saying that everything is perfect, that I've not wanted to go crazy at some point, but what we do here is thanksgiving. We give thanks. So my soul, magnify the Lord. Forget not all his benefits. See, the Lord says that he how does the Bible say? He fills your
Who daily loads you with benefits. So every day there's a lot of benefits for you. For waking up, there's a lot of benefits. For waking up, just that you woke up, you have a load of benefits. A load of it. Can you remember? Yes, you had a burial, but you did it. Do you understand? You did it. You're not thinking about that right now. Some people are still thinking about theirs. Don't you think so? Give thanks in all circumstances. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. Let's rise. So the greatest miracle is not just the spectacular. The greatest miracle is that we are alive to see those greatest miracles. Is that we have this big God who we can trust, who you can put your hope on. See, imagine that have you been in a state of hopelessness? Have you seen someone who is hopeless? Well, you see, we are not without hope. We are not without hope because we have Jesus Christ. You are never shaken. You are never moved because you are standing on a firm foundation. Your foot is secured. Amen. Glory to God. Can we lift our hands and begin to worship the Lord? Can you just lift your hands and remember? Oh, remember. He preserved your going out, your coming in. He has made your food and your water sure. Give him thanks. I thank the Lord. I've not been called emergency here, emergency there. Pastor, come there. Pastor, the Lord has helped us. Lord, the house of TCC have come to worship you this morning. We've come to just give praise. We've come to thank you. Oh, lagradika savalabahandish. Thank you for the many businesses that started this year. Thank you, Lord, for the many children you've given to us in this house. Thank you, Lord, for increase all around. Thank you, Lord, for eyes that see you. For the many ways we have seen you, the many ways we've come to know you. Thank you, Lord, for the many ways you've delivered us. The many ways you've set us free. The many ways you've answered us. Ayakatame nakandele bahaya. Oh, Rabba Shandele Gosyaka. For so many times, even before we prayed, you heard us. Even before we prayed, you answered us. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God who healed our diseases. Who comforted our hearts? Who showed us mercy? Who held on this house? Who enlarged our coast? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we got mumali kapana kasofanas. From the many of us and many children who got into the higher institutions. Thank you, Lord. The many who left the secondary school. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, la kusubena kavratesha. The la kusende la bahande. Our Jireh. Who provides us daily. Daily provides us with food and water. Thank you, Lord. Although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we never fear because he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The one who teaches us and gives us the power to make wealth. So we go to work and we can think. We can walk. He has given us sound mind. Sound mind. Brethren, thank the Lord for sound mind. Thank the Lord for sound mind. It is true that there's a lot to make you feel, that just make you have that taste of insanity. But Jesus has been our sanity. He has given us sound mind. He has given us a spirit of love, of power, of sound mind. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For captains of industries you are raising in this house, thank you. For people of influence you are raising in this house, Lord, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Bala kumekwa saba nansan talaba. Territorial governing church you are raising in this place, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Kala nikoso bagaveska. Even in your weakest moments, He strengthened your hands. He strengthened your hands. Oh, it didn't seem easy, but you made it through. Because although you walked through the waters, although you walked through fire, He was right there with you. Father, thank you. We bless your name, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. We worship you.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.